Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here. Well, you know, suspected neck or back injuries, which can include injury to the spinal cord, should be taken very seriously because of the risk of paralysis and even death. Well, here with me this morning as part of our continuing series, What's Your Emergency, are Dr. Derek Cooney, Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine, and Dr. William Lavelle, Assistant Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at Upstate Medical University. And they're here to help us sort out when these sorts of injuries constitute a true medical emergency. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So, Dr. Cooney, what makes neck and back injuries so important, so critical?
Well, you know, the fact that we can get them in many different ways and they can affect all age groups makes neck and back injuries, spinal injuries, very important to all walks of life. And the fact that your spinal cord, your central nervous system, communicates with the rest of your body through your spinal cord and it is protected by your spine, so significant injuries to your spine could end in paralysis, and in some cases, depending on where in the spine, like you said before, they could, in fact, end someone's life.
So what are the kinds of things? I mean, it seems like the most obvious thing you think about, Dr. Lavelle, is some kind of maybe a sports injury, somebody's climbing up a ladder. I mean, that's, you know, those kinds of injuries, falls, that kind of thing, car accidents. But there are a lot more kinds of things that can cause neck and back injuries. Give us some examples.
And that's very true. You know, while most people think about something catastrophic like a fall from a ladder or an auto accident, other things can cause problems in your spine. They can be degenerative from things such as acute disc herniations that happen where a piece of the material that supports the vertebrae herniates and compresses either nerves or the spinal cord itself. And other things, such as infections and tumors, can also cause compression of the nerves and the spinal cord as it passes through the spinal column. These are typically manifest. They typically have symptoms of radiating arm pain, radiating leg pain, weakness, numbness, or tingling. And these are indications that a person should seek emergent medical care.
So those are really serious emergencies. I mean, you'll know if you have those kinds of symptoms. You should know that you should probably, as you said, get to an emergency room.
While you should know, unfortunately, many times we see patients who come in who've waited a very long time. And a show like this really is meant to advise people that they should take these symptoms very seriously and seek immediate medical attention.
Give us some other examples of things that can happen. You mentioned earlier to me this notion of a cauda equina. Tell us, what is that?
Right. Well, that's just like Dr. Lavelle was talking about. You get a compression of a part of the spinal cord at the lower part of the spinal cord, and it could be related to a chronic back injury, or it could be related, in some cases, to acute injury. But what happens is that disc can protrude and actually compress that part of the spinal cord, leading to potentially permanent damage. And those symptoms would be a numbness in the groin, weakness in the lower extremities, inability to pass urine, or having bouts of small amounts of urine coming out or incontinence in general. And that's a very serious problem, obviously. That kind of thing would be what we would see in the emergency department. That'd be our responsibility to see you make that diagnosis and then get a spine surgeon like Dr. Lavelle involved immediately because that may require emergency surgery.
And I think that's the crucial point, that people, it really is an emergency because without the surgery, you can lose function completely.
Right. Just to steal a cliche from a good friend of mine, Dr. Eric Deshays, who makes a statement on television to say time is brain. In my world, we say time is spine. The longer you wait, the less likely it is that even if we decompress your nerves and your spinal cord, that you would get recovery. Typically, seeking care early is your best option. And while this always has to be balanced out in people who are injured with their other injuries, we really do like to try to treat these things as early as possible and to get them identified and properly treated.
So let me get this straight. Some people can have chronic back pain or neck pain. How would they know that it is progressing into something more serious?
Well, as you point out, back pain is ubiquitous. About 80% of individuals in a developed country will experience back pain at some point. You really recognize it as being something serious when it involves symptoms that radiate down the arms and the legs. Those really are red flags. If you suddenly develop burning, tingling pain that's radiating down your arms and your legs and that's associated with that back pain or that neck pain, that's a sign that you should seek immediate medical attention. On top of that, as Dr. Cuny had pointed out, if you're having difficulties with your functions of urination or defecation, if you have incontinence, if you have an inability to urinate, those are signs. Those are signs that a component of the nerves that pass through your spinal column are compressed, and they're not allowing you to perform those functions. Those are signs that you should seek immediate medical attention.
You also mentioned, Dr. Cuny, that there was a circumstance where you may have experienced weight loss along with back pain, and that can be a serious sign of something else to do with the spine. Tell us about that.
Right, and doesn't that, when you have progressive weight loss and potentially the radiculopathy, that radiating pain or inability to with function, and there's a weight loss, and especially if there's no injury, no history of back pain or injury in a patient with this is a new symptom, that could actually, unfortunately, that could mean there's cancer, and cancer can infect every area of the body, including the spine, and when it's in the spine, it can, in fact, compress the spinal cord, and that obviously is also another surgical emergency. In addition, we've seen a number of patients who have had chronic back pain or with or without chronic back pain who had fevers and similar symptoms. And, you know, we used to say that patients who got spontaneous bacterial epidural abscess was an infection around the spine. That could only happen in people who use intravenous drugs, but now we see it in people who just get it spontaneously. It gets bacteria in the blood and it seeds there, and that's where the infection goes. And again, that's another surgical emergency, and it may, and especially if you're having those types of symptoms without an injury, that's a red flag, and we need to see you in the emergency department.
So once again, if you haven't had a direct injury, but you're having all these symptoms, then you really know that there's something more serious going on, potentially.
Very concerning.
What happens if you have actually had a serious injury, though? You've been on, you're witnessing someone at a soccer game or a football game or something, and you see that somebody has been injured. Are there certain things that you tell people to do? I mean, what would you recommend somebody do in that circumstance?
Well, the first thing is, as with any injury, is to assess the person who's been injured to make sure that their functions of life are still going. You know, Dr. Cuny would have more experience with this on the scene than I would, but typically what we advise people to do is to make sure that their airway is clear, that the patient is breathing, that it would appear that they have their circulatory system, their cardiac system functioning, that they have a pulse. After that, where areas that involve your neurologic function come in, follow. In terms of that, you'd want to make sure that the patient is awake, alert, and oriented, and that they're actually able to move their arms and legs.
First of all, I just like to stick this in. Shouldn't you call 911 first?
Absolutely.
So that's the very first thing you do. Should you also be careful with whether you move someone? In other words, should you not move them? Or if you move them, should you roll them? I mean, are there particular things? I don't want to run out of time.
So the most common area to be injured is your neck. It is a very mobile segment of your spine. It's also the highest risk area to injure. So we advise patients, we advise people taking care of injured parties to have inline stabilization or to immobilize and move the neck in line with the body. Obviously, first and foremost is if you have an injury, is to call 911 and seek professional help.
Well, I find this very, very important, and I think this very important message is to get out to the public. I want to thank you both for coming in. Clearly, if you have neck and back pain of any kind, especially if there has been no recent injury, you should really come to the emergency room and have it checked out. Well, my guests have been Dr. Derek Cuny, Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine, and Dr. William Lavelle, Assistant Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at Upstate Medical University. We have to take a short break. We'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and this is FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.